चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो ॐ विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष सुनवादी पश्यत देश तारिणे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते, गोपेश गोपेक कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिय। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश कृपासिन्धुभयेभ्यश पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। आलोल चंद्र कलश वनमाल वंशे हे रत्नांगदं प्रणय केली कलाबिलासम श्यामं त्रिभंगललितं नित्य प्रकाशम गोविंदादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। अद्वैतमच्युतम् अनादिम् अनन्तरूपम् आद्यं पुराणपुरुषं नवयौवनं च वेदेषु दुर्लभम् अदुर्लभम् आत्मभक्तौ गोविन्दादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। पन्थास्तु कोटिशतवत्सर संप्रगम्यो वायो अथापि मनस मुनिपुङ्गबाणम् सोप्यस्ति यत्प्रपदचिं निविचिन्त तत्त्वे गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। रामादि मूर्तिषु कलानियमेन तिष्ठन् नानावतारकरोद्भुवनेषु किन्तु कृष्ण स्वयं समबभात् परम पुमान्यो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। जय गौरी साई की। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय कृष्ण भगवान की। जय गुरु महाराज प्रभुपाद की। जय गौर प्रेमानंदे। So before I came here, I was in Nimicharana. This is my annual program that I conduct. Nimicharana is only about 3.5 hours away from Kanpur or Lucknow, which is the almost central part of India. And so Nimicharana, in our concept of the universe, that according to the Vedic culture is regarded as the hub, that's the central point of this this universe. So that is the place where Śrīla Gosvāmī was speaking Śrīmad Bhāgavatam for the second time. In Nimicharana, so it's there were 88,000 sages, sadhus, assembled in the forest of Nimicharana under the banyan tree, and Śrīla Gosvāmī spoke about Bhāgavatam. So this program I've been conducting every year for the last, three or four years continuously, and this is one of the programs that I'm doing. This is a kind of a little personal program. Now what I do is that I take many students and professors from the IIT Kanpur campus. IIT stands for Indian Institute of Technology. It is we have about right now we have five campuses called IITs. That and IIT Kanpur is regarded as maybe the best. Yeah. Especially in computer science. All the engineering boys, generally they go outside India, and they are the cream of our India students. Best students go to these IITs. So there are, so this program are mostly PhD students, doing PhDs, and some of them, BTech, MTechs, and PhD students and professors. So every year we generally, I do this in the month of January, but this year it was a little late because of the temple opening program that I conducted in Manipur. So we had, it's like a little bit like a picnic type, but then you chant a long time there, go out in the morning, and then we have Srimad Bhagavatam under the banyan tree. It's a very nice program. The spiritual environment is it's like a village, but a lot of the banyan trees spread out still. So this program we conduct regularly, and we have especially in these engineering campuses that we have this connection with Krishna consciousness for the last several years. So the students join. But full time come very slow because most of them go mostly in America. Either they go either to Silicon Valley or any of them are spread out all over parts of the planet. Yeah, but we get in touch with through the emails. But they are very good students, very dedicated and very sincere, and also very interested in. So one of the good things in India is happening is like that most of these campuses, like in Mumbai also, many of our students, even devotees, full-time devotees, come from these campuses. So it is a very fertile ground in India, these IIT campuses. They're slow, but takes about sometimes 6-7 years to, some of them come full-time, but even if they don't come full-time, they do a lot of service. I mean, staying either in the United States, many aspects to help. So this program I conduct regularly. I mean, yearly. This is a yearly program, and I'm in touch with the students. Generally, about 40-50 PhD students. That because IIT is a fresh students come and they have to become oriented again and. But generally, about 50 to 60 strong is there in one campus. And then similarly, other campuses are also there. So this is a this nice program, especially for the students. And So I invited them to come to Kumbh Mela. They were there actually one day. Many of the students came from the scientists and during the Kumbh Mela while I was there. they come sometimes to Mayapur, and they're also very busy. Generally, this is one of the ways that we make devotees from the campuses. Similarly, there are other college preaching works. So, other things that generally I do, the Prabhupada's main instruction to myself was to actually present Krishna consciousness among the scholars and intellectuals of the world, specifically the scientists of the world. And in trying to render a little seva, so I interact with in various levels in the academic as well as religious communities. So I do programs on science and the religion, because science and the religion is a very good way of interacting with both the scientists as well as the religious groups. So that way it is a very good platform. So that's why Prabhupada was asking us to organize conferences. It's called the World Congress, or the first conference in Prabhupada's time. It was 1977. The conference was titled First International Conference on Life Comes from Life. That was Prabhupada gave that title. We discussed in Vrindavan that about this conference, and I wanted to title a different way, but Prabhupada said, no, this would be better. That First International Conference on Life Comes from Life. So that was done in October 14 to 16, 1977, just exactly 1 month before Prabhupada's leaving this planet. And so his instruction was that we organize these conferences primarily for interaction, a dialogue with the... It is no use of saying that all scientists are demons, but a platform has to be created for a dialogue, for interaction, and for discussion, so that once you have a dialogue properly, then you become to interact, and then some of the good-hearted souls will become inspired to take up the science of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, these conferences are very useful, and it is a very important platform for bringing many scholars, especially the scientists, to a common platform for discussion. So I'm pretty much that is part of my little seva. That but these conferences are very expensive, and also it requires a tremendous preparation, and so we have done four international conferences so far, and the last conference that we did was Prabhupada's Centennial in Calcutta, about 2,000 scholars, scientists, and the philosophers, and a few Nobel laureates. Generally, we try to get prominent people in such conferences. The last conference, we have Professor Charles Stamps. He's the one who discovered the laser, got Nobel Prize for this. Now this laser technology today, even like laser printing, laser eye operation, and all these things are his contribution. He was the keynote speaker in Calcutta. He must be about 82 years old, but he's very active, and he's also highly religious. So he came in the keynote. I have to do the keynote in Calcutta. So this is why I'm in touch with some scholars around the world. And my work of is interaction. Another thing that in the process of trying to I do a little seva in this Prabhupada's instruction, I also become involved, which called interreligious dialogue. And interreligious dialogue, what happens is that it is a very similar with science and religion, because many of these religious leaders and these religious scholars, they also belong to different, let's say, in communities, and religious backgrounds, and also they are also very interested in some aspects of science, modern science. So that I'm very involved with the, it is in the worldwide, in the called international, this interreligious dialogue. So that's one of the reasons why I go so often to Rome, because Rome is very good for dialogue. Sometimes I call, when I go to Rome, I say that Rome is the Vrindavan of of Europe. in some way, because Rome people come, only in Christianity, the Catholics, because of the presence of the Vatican, many people come there, and but their mind is very, very kind of bent toward kind of a religious this conception. And I find it's very interesting and also very, very important. That way we create this very interesting platform for interaction. And so these are some of the things that personally I do. And I do not come so often except in France and Italy. In other parts of Europe, I have not visited many countries so far, but mostly I am in like countries like Indonesia, like Malaysia, and Singapore, and those countries I frequent a little bit, and otherwise I'm in India. So I thought I would just say a few words about what is meant by Krishna consciousness, and also why one should take it up, Krishna consciousness. So so in doing this, I thought it is useful, because now science is very powerful in the modern world. I thought it is useful to relate. These are some of the things that I use in public in lecture format. But somehow I just said some of this. There was a conference last year in Iceland. It's called the International Conference on. The title was Iceland 2000. But the topic was on science and religion, international conference. So I was invited as one of the speakers, and so I spoke a little bit about in the line that Darwin's mistake and his influence in the modern world. But this was not the title. Actually, the title was title different from the say the Vedic paradigm, Vedic conception about thinking about life and something, so that I was giving a little bit hiding, but the in the middle it comes that part, Darwin's mistake. So everybody got surprised, and because especially these are mostly American scientists, mostly the scientists, about 300 scientists right there. But there was a lot of questions came. And that's very interesting. And you see, today the whole world accept majority of the, I think almost maybe about 90% of the people accept that this is a proven scientific and a semi-scientific conception of Darwin's. But in the Vedic conception, Darwin's theory will be correct if there is room to add about Atma within the conception. But there's no room for Atma to be present in that model. And so therefore, we said it's a mistake. But if that is added, then some sense can be made out of it. But so therefore, we are trying to add the Atma within this paradigm so that it becomes a Vedic paradigm. And but life is a very interesting, interesting process. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is actually to try to understand what life is in the basic platform. Sometimes you call it spiritual science. sometimes you can say it is a spiritual paradigm. And but the whole basic concept of Krishna consciousness is actually to understand what life is. What is life? And so what is life itself is a very interesting question. And many scientists in the history of science, that although they are not biologists, but they have thought about this. Just like in 1944, that Schrödinger, he wrote a very classic monograph called "What Is Life?" 1944. So that remains as a very interesting book for many, that in the philosophy of science as well as in the biological sciences. But he heavily quoted from the Upanishads. You'll be surprised that Schrödinger, the Austrian physicist, got Nobel Prize. He's one of the regarded as the founders of quantum physics. But but he was interested. And he was trying to relate something from the Upanishads. You can find this from the library. It's good to have a look at it, what he says. So there is some interesting thoughts that some of the well-known scientists have said something about life. So I thought this may be of a little interest. So there is Niels Bohr, is one of the fathers of in this quantum field, physics. So he says that the very existence of life, as in biology, must in biology be considered as an elementary fact. This is terminology that they use. Elementary is something like fundamental. Thus, as in atomic physics, the existence of the quantum of action has to be taken as a basic fact that cannot be derived from ordinary mechanical terms, presents a close analogy to the impossibility. Yes, it's a Gauri Taiki. A close analogy to the impossibility of a physical or chemical explanation of the peculiar functions characteristic of life. So it gives some kind of impression that life is beyond physics and chemistry. So this is a good starting point, even from the Niels Bohr. He just did this not as a religious-minded person, but somehow through intuition from his study in physics, in atomic physics. So came up some idea like this. So I thought this is a very, 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 very interesting, even from a well-known, brilliant scientist, but a thought. But these are not generally, not very extensively discussed. Then Einstein says, science, what is science? He says, science can only be created by those who are thoroughly imbued with the aspiration toward truth and understanding. So that is the concept of science, and at least in the mind of Einstein. But that he said this source of feeling, however, springs from the sphere of religion. In other words, to find actually the truth and the meaning and understanding. So he said, this type of conception, the truth, we are searching for the truth. But the truth, actually, he said, the source is from the spiritual, foundation or religious foundation. So I thought this is what we say. This is the actually Vedic kind of understanding, that the spirituality is the foundation, our religious principles, that and it is also beyond the our basic know, material conception of. Let's see. There's another interesting. After this, I'll say something. There is a very well-known scientist who is a very active. He's in Switzerland. His name is Arber. He got Nobel Prize in 1978. He's a biologist, physiologist in medicine. So he says, says, although a biologist, today, but one thing I wanted to say a few things about biology is that biology means the science of life, like Ayurveda. So in biology, we are supposed to study about, you know, about the life science, the science of life. But actually, biology does not study life. Because this is kind of a misnomer in the sense that. But what the biologists are trying to do is that that because of the successes in the physical sciences in the last, let's say, this is about 300 years or so, that because physical sciences, you know, have done, I mean, tremendous like a exploration about trying to understand about the nature of this universe. So there are some success in this in the physical sciences. So therefore, the biologists try to borrow that conception, that model, and extend the study of the life. So therefore, they say, because of the extension of this physical conception, of the mechanistic conception of the universe, they try to apply it in life sciences. So therefore, they have to say that life is also a product of the molecules, atoms in the molecules. So that's so. This is not their fault, because they are following a paradigm, and so because of that paradigm, they are forced to say things like that. So therefore, but if you say, so then the same thing as Darwin's mistake. That Darwin's mistake means, you know, it doesn't include about the about the Atma, about the spiritual foundation. When Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Mamai bangsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana." So he says, "Mamai bangsa," angsa means parts, my particles. They are all my particles, and they are eternal. Krishna says that. So that means, Gaudiya Prabhupada says, life comes from life. That this is what Prabhupada meant. That Krishna is the supreme life, and we are all his children, his parts and parcels. So why? So therefore, in this modern model of studying about life, if these concepts, the spiritual conception is included, then the matter is resolved. It is, so this is the point. So he says, what did I say? Although a biologist, Arber says, although a biologist, I must confess that I do not understand how life came about. To me, auto-replication means, I think maybe I think you all know all these terms, that that duplication of, let's say, DNA or RNAs, these molecules. So this is a auto-replication of macromolecule does not yet represent life. So I said, no, this is not life. That's what we say. Even a viral particle is not a live organism. Viral, that's like a virus, the cause of any diseases. Some people say virus is the missing link between life and non-life, said many biologists say. And some people say, no, it is not life. It is a molecule. Actually, virus is a molecule. So he also says, viral particle is not a life organism. It can only participate. It can only participate in life processes when it succeeds in becoming part of a living host cell. So therefore, when it gets contaminated in a living cell, I mean, through it comes through in form, then it duplicates, like it looks like it's alive, it's acting like alive. So that part is the diseases that we have this. But virus itself is not life. And so this is there's a lot of controversy about this. But this is also my opinion, that virus is not life. Therefore, then he says, He said, "This mystery has come about together remains a mystery to me. The possibility of the existence of a creator of God, it represents to me a satisfactory solution to this problem." So he's saying, let's see. So these are some of the, I think, important principles that we use in presenting as a Krishna consciousness among the scholars. This is the last thing that I would say this one. This is Schrodinger, it's 1944. Schrodinger says, our science, in present modern science, the source of science, Greek science, he said, Greek science is based on objectification. But I do believe that this is precisely the point where our present way of thinking does need to be amended, perhaps, he said, by a bit of blood transfusion from Eastern thought. So this is from this book, that What is Life, that is in 1944, that Schrodinger wrote this. it's kind of an indication that we are doing the right thing, that to go a little bit deeply into the Vedic culture, Vedic science, so that will be the primary function of the human form of life. And so when Prabhupada spoke about life comes from life, from the by observing the scenario of the modern education, especially scientific education, so Prabhupada felt that very strongly that the scientists are misleading in the name of scientists, because scientists have a very honored place in the society. They have they have great influence, especially to the modern life. They are all doing very good, also useful work, but in some areas, so they are misleading the common masses. So in this way, their spiritual life has been somehow disrupted by some of the bold statements of scientists. So therefore, Prabhupada was very upset in saying this thing. But otherwise, he had a lot of appreciation about other works. But so they should not go beyond their sphere of their understanding or work. But they should not just say simply because that they have so much strong influence in the modern world. So in this way, so that was the primary. So that was sometimes the conversation. Strong words that Prabhupada used about modern scientists, just mainly because of that. So. So in this connection, we have also to recognize about a little bit about this world, that in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that how we are in this material world, how we are influenced by the modes of nature. So these modes of nature, that the rajasic and sattvic, the rajasic and the tamasic gunas, the goodness, passion and ignorance, so these the role of these elements, called elements or ingredients, called the cosmic ingredients, play a very, very important role in modern world. And so this influences, because of that interaction, that the living entity tends to forget about its real nature. This influence, when the covering of these gunas are so strong, so thick, and then the intelligence is covered. So therefore, unless that covering is removed by some discipline, but a strong discipline called sadhana, then it would not be so easy to overcome that bondage. So therefore, We see that especially in this age called Kali, in this millennium, that people are not some so easily come forward to practice Krishna consciousness. So therefore we have to also recognize these modes of nature, the influence of the modes of material nature. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami in the dialogue, and Sanatana Goswami is asking that people say that I'm a pandit, scholar, but then he was admitting that, but I don't know anything about who am I and what is the purpose of life. So so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving this message that that you have to realize that the ultimate nature, your nature is to recognize that you are a servant of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Jivere Sarupahai Krishna Nitya Das. That this is a very foundational aspect of any process that we are trying to acquire knowledge or to learn, to study about the nature of spiritual life or spiritual science. This is the foundation. And so in order to therefore come to that stage, that this why we do the sadhanas, why we have to follow the disciplines, why do one has to follow the regulative principles, why one has to follow the strong discipline in one's life, this becomes a prerequisite, this is a requirement for in order to basically to cleanse the influence of the also material nature. So it is a by cleansing or by the process of there's a constant practice of cleanliness that these layers of covering up this the modes of material nature will be removed. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's that Sikshastakam, Cheto Darpana Majanam. Cheto Darpana Majanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Bardhanam Pratipadam Purnamita Swadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So Cheto Darpana Majanam is just removing this covering of the modes of material nature, this cleansing process. In this millennium, in the millennium of Kali Yuga, let's say by the process of Sankirtan. So that is a spiritual science, or this is a spiritual practice, has to be the prime focus of the sincere souls, so the individuals, including the scientists, for everyone. No one is exempt from that. So these are spiritual matters. And once we have some basic discussion about the nature of life, and also in the life of the experiences that we have in the modern science, and also the limits of the science, then one can begin to discuss about these aspects that really life is beyond the material conception, and how we are acting is that because of the discovering of the modes of material nature in life. So that has to be cleansed, to be purified. And so when once it is cleansed, then come to remove all these lower modes of nature, that the tamasic and the rajasic. And even when one comes to the mode of goodness, and then one also has to transcend that, one has to go beyond that. So one has to come to the Vishuddha Sattva state of consciousness, and then one will be able to see the three fundamental aspects of life. The spiritual aspects, that Chachit Ananda, that platform. So one will come and that platform, then one can see the true nature of life, and will be able to see the ultimate meaning of life, the ultimate understanding about and the purpose of life. So in this way, one has a little knowledge about that life comes from life, that then one will be able to have a some, you know, at least some form of understanding about what life is. And so Krishna consciousness is actually basically therefore trying to understand what is life in the ultimate sense. What is the purpose of life and how to realize, how to apply understanding in serving the Supreme, then the higher aspects of then journey in life's journey and developing that pure devotional service, it comes as a leading to that after purifying that its individual life, and then one can fully engage in the pure devotional service. So this is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness, and this is how we try to relate with the scientists. Is it some basic conceptions along these lines, and so when you actually become interested and not come as a devotee as a, in India, but at least they have developed a certain appreciation about these thoughts. And now today, at least in the circles circling around the world, and seeing many friends and people, either in the conferences or in individuals, actually many many are becoming quite interested. And so it is very different. About 15-20 years ago, it was kind of it was very difficult to relate very easily. But today, it's very open. By the mercy of Prabhupada, is a very open-minded, and also many there are, and all these are important scientific organizations. They are including some of these topics of discussion. Like there is a society in America called the American Association for the Advancement of Science, called AAAS. This is the largest scientific body of the world. They have annual meeting about, about 10, 15 years ago. It was to bring some kind of a religious conception, was very much, everybody felt it is something strange. But today there is a session on science and religion in this annual meeting. And so I think many are becoming aware that we have to bring the spiritual principle in our search for knowledge. So this is very the blessings of Prabhupada, and seeing slowly things are beginning to happen. So maybe I should hear something about if you have some questions. I like to hear about the Pandavachana, what you're doing and what are your plans, and I'll be interested to hear something about so that I can participate. Whether you have any questions, otherwise you can tell me something about Pandavachana. Pandavachana, right? Pardon? Oh, yes, so then I have that's the review slide. Some slides are there?
Yes.
I see. So these are many of them are somewhat similar. So I just give you the little picture of what some of the programs are. But before doing that, can I hear something about the Shana? Pandavachana?
Something
will come. I've been here for the past
Final Center basically studied about 3 years ago, and just started off with a Saturday program where the congregational youth, they're like a lot of so few families that come to the Sunday program, so their children would come on a Saturday, and we just have a program amongst ourselves, something like sometimes we do role plays, but we split into groups, and each group would have a different topic, and they'd have to talk about the topic. Sometimes we'd have debates. Basically, that's how it started. And the panel was saying that the youth group, we started to bond, we started to make friends, we started to get to know each other better, and we started doing like drama productions. Like for festivals, we did a Ramayan, for Janmashtami, we do the plays. Last year, we did a Sudama. Basically, we help out with all the festivals in Birmingham. Final Center, because we have a very dedicated youth group, they have a lot of energy, so they help a lot with the temple activities. We had a 24-hour kirtan. We did the first one last year. That one was quite successful. This year was even more successful. We started last weekend, and that was organized by the Final Center.
Sure.
We did the cooking, we organized the cooking, we had meetings from to get Madhava Prabhu from Switzerland, from the Vrindavan Gurukul, so he came and said, everybody who came basically said that there's a really good atmosphere in Birmingham temple, I hope. But you'll see the same.
University of
Birmingham? Yeah, we have University of Birmingham.
Festival?
University of Birmingham.
What type of university program you have?
We have three different universities. I don't know much about Aston University, but I was at Birmingham University and helped set up the society. And basically, we had a structured program. Like we start them off with the novice body, that would be the first program, and then we gradually lead them on to the Christian Council philosophy. And like we started off, last year we started off with another's body, our real identity, then we went into the karma reincarnation. If we're not this body, then that means we reincarnate this body. So, and step by step, then we went into three modes of material nature, bhakti yoga, love, and then many faces of God, and different aspects of God, different religions, what they thought of God. So we started off with impersonalism, and then went on to Krishna. So it's just gradually bringing them up to Krishna consciousness. And in all the programs we have, kirtan and prasad.
You also invite some people from outside?
The internship program that they're doing in the university.
We advertise, we put up posters all around the campuses. We have like freshers fairs. We advertise there. You get people to sign up, they become members of the society, and they come regularly. Mm-hmm. I think they have fortnightly programs.
Guest speakers as well, I think.
Yeah. I think we have this, we have Ayurvedic, and then we have the past life regression by Jada. That's probably one of the most active.
Okay.
Yes, they're very good.
Why is it called Panabhasana?
It's a long history.
Yes.
Because the Wat Pho temple, this government was going to close the temple.
Yeah.
Then there were so many cases with the government, one after without losing.
Yeah.
Then we found there is no hope to fight like Arjun. There is no hope.
Yeah.
Then we made this Pandavasana to fight with him.
Yeah, that's a good name.
We get that name quite good name. Now we've like split up. We use that Pandava Sena idea. We have like Arjun, Yudhishthira, we have different groups. Like for PR, I think that's And then Arjun is for the university preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And Nakula Sadhya, then different aspects of that.
I see.
Preaching activities.
Mm.
They also print magazine.
You have a magazine?
Yeah.
I can see one of you. Also around the world, it's ISKCON Youth Forum. It's similar conception. It will be good to plan a conference for the youths. That they organized, Pandava Shana and different names, all this, some kind of gathering in a place like, maybe England is a good place, right? Because here Pandava Shana is strong. everyone will be protected by the Pandava Shana. Something like in London. We have international, that's worldwide, bringing. And all the different youths, maybe that might not be every year, but once in 2 years or 3 years, I think that will be a nice swing. Like in all the organizations, that the youth has an important place. Like in the Parliament of Religion, they have a very strong youth wing. And similarly, this is called United Religions Initiative, where I'm involved. They also have youth wing from around the world. And so every organization, international organization, has very important youth wing. But to get all together and to learn each other about, I think it's maybe a good platform for having a very important, gathering and invite some, important people to speak and also help to know each other better and also plan for more active work. Maybe. Important part of Krishna consciousness. And so you have planned something like that?
The man too.
Yeah, I think it's
but the last year was there the youth conference in seminar.
That's more Hindu
youth conference, yeah. We'll
work together with the Hindus for the ISKCON. We're still some of the members of this kind of seminar and also London are also helping Leicester kind of seminar, Coventry kind of seminar, so Manchester I think they already have gotten studies. They slowly building up these groups within the West Indies.
Yeah, that's maybe very good. Our graduating gurukuls also. The gurukuls graduating that can also be brought in this fall, because together and
this is how we are trying to every city.
It looks like a nice program.
They need some guide, of course. Yeah.
Sure.
So these are. No.
You get advisory board. You create one advisory board members, 7 members you select from around the world to get some feedback. Yeah, and then I think in this century, I think we should organize one very important gathering conference in some good season, either in that could be any part of the. India also will be a good place, less expensive. And, even in Mayapur, because so many are gathered together, and in about 3 days dedicated for the festival, so many people are coming. And all Vrindavan is Prabhupada's during the party festival, I think. Many come from, I think it's. Disappearance Day festival at that time. Many come from around the world. It'll be less expensive except the air ticket flying. But it'll be nice to organize something like that. That becomes an important wing of preaching. Oh, that reminds me that this year in the GBC meeting we had discussed about preaching program projects, and that the preaching, any form of preaching, and because you know, in the modern world, like people try to recognize and also try to get their help, their skills and expertise be, you know, given to others. So we are, we come up with this idea that we come next year, we like to invite those who are doing pioneering Christian works in any field. I want to recognize them. I want to some recognition. I want to invite them to the Apple Festival because one day will be dedicated for this, or if it's required, maybe 2 days, 1 or 2 days, to honor the devotees in general. And say that will be in any field, like pujari, book distribution, college preaching, university preaching, or cultural presentation with festivals, and any kind of preaching work. So the ZBC members put me in charge for this program. So I'll be sending some informations, and we'd like to get all the informations come in the month of December, so that we can, there will be enough time for preparation, so that we can come to Mayapur, this devotees who will be honored. But this is going to be every year, starting from next year. So something can be proposed from Pandava Sena. The programs.
Called Excellence Awards.
Something along that line, or recognition that of doing something very nice preaching work. It's like that's like Nobel Prize in the, you know, the ordinary community. They get the prize, but ours Vaishnava is a of course Vaishnava, the spirit is the humility. But sometimes I wanted to request that we can use their skill, because some people are, you know, they have talented in that particular preaching work, and so that they can teach, or they can, they should, so they should be recognized worldwide, so that you know, if you want, you know, his help, that you call him, and you know, he can come for, you can invite him for 1 month, 2 months in the temple, and you'll be training. So what, you know, this is for training and educational purposes, because some people are very good in pujari work. You know, they can be invited for like 1 month or 2 months. You know, the temple can sponsor and let them come. But you know, he's good in this. So then some people are good in book distribution. He can be invited. So there's recognition every year. There should be talents, new talents, and want to increase this. So this type of and so this is for the welfare of the society also too. To encourage also those individuals who are doing seva, and so these things are planned. So if there's any information in any field, please send it to me. it's very nice program, and. So now it is almost very, you know, 10 to 10, right? So, shall we do a little, you want to put this here?
Put the deities?
This is actually very, So the BBC, that is BBC television, were after us, and because they saw for the first time that it was a surprise for them why so many drummers are coming, and. So the whole ground of Kumbh Mela and the sand. Every place was like a stage, or stage for performance of this drumming. That was how we did the program. This is actually just like the slides are all scrambled. This is just toward the end on the morning of. This is the Puri beach, and early in the morning, the first sunrise of 2001 in Puri. So let's see, let's see what's happening. So this is it's called Sri Sri Jagannath Millennium Sankirtan Padayatra. It is written like that. This is in Uriya, in Orissa language. You can see that it's mostly our drummers at the. These are three drumming group. In December it was nice in Puri, but it's not so hot, it's not cold, it's perfect. And that was and singing a lot. Now let's maybe we can pass quickly through just that is the background. Just wanted to show you. So we had this Manipuri style, and we had the drumming, and since I was doing them in singing, so we had next. There are quite a few devotees also came from Andhra Pradesh, and it was quite well received. Next. So please go on. Yeah, we can just go over here. This is the Puri, it's very nice, the coconuts and although it was devastated about 2 years ago by cyclone, but Puri remained unaffected. So this is near the beach actually. Yeah, let's go. So this is a part of the parikrama of the Puri temple, and we stopped in different places and did the. This acrobatic drumming and chanting. Please carry on. You can see that Jagannath behind. Yes. You have to come and join next year. We are planning to next year also, in December, the end of December. So this is a parikrama part in, around Lord Jagannath Temple. Yeah. Yes. This is the truck. We don't have a. This is truck. This carries Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and so this is the truck was decorated like like Jagannath. these are the flowers that in that Jagannath Baladev Subhadra will be sitting. Yeah, actually, this is it. This Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. This is that organized by the Bhuvaneshwar boys. Mostly the woman short devotees. Next. That's you can see the Jagannath temple behind. Temple is there. The priests, the kings and the king's priests are very pleased, so we are requesting that the Westerners be allowed to enter into the Jagannath temple. And so that said, it may not be very far. So we're praying that lessons prove that Jagannath may happen. The temple. Let's see. It's still in Puri. Puri. Yeah, this is the this is the stage, Sri Jagannath Millennium Sankirtan Pariyatra. This is in the Gandhi Ghat in the beach. And well, we did a little demonstration of Dhammas because the king was there. King and many of the spiritual leaders from Jagannath Puri spoke. They came. This is already in the night, the after finishing the Pariyatra.
This is Manipuri drums?
These are all Manipuri drummers, yeah. So this is a part of that stage. Yeah, some of the speakers are also on Gaudiya. Leader was also there. In Puri. this is a Kumbh Mela. This is see that's the our Prabhupada Gaunita the card. These are all saints. Kumbh Mela is a lot of fun. But this is actually in Puri. Not in Puri, all mixed. Yeah. Yeah, see, this is a Kumbh Mela. So that is called Krishna, this is called Balaram, these two bulls. Yeah. So Krishna, Balaram was also very, very active in the, during the Sankirtan. I was told that the last day, they also took a, they also were in the Sangam in the water. They took a dip. The bull for the first time in the Kumbh Mela. So that bridge we are underneath our camp is under that bridge. This is a railway bridge on the this is Tribeni. The millions of people. This is a part of that. Okay. This is the Kumbh Mela. That's a very nice program there. Okay. This is the Jagannath Puri again. Okay. Oh, so that's it, huh?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, that's just to give you an indication that. So if you come to India, maybe you can plan to visit Manipur. you can give your suggestion because I'm building actually some kind of a small university, and so you can give us your advice as well as your suggestion. We'll have College of Brahmachari first. And also in Bhubaneswar, I'm planning them. In Bhubaneswar, we have about 150 Brahmacharis in the temple. So it's good for monastic
training. In Manipur, I don't have too many brahmacharis. All the brahmacharis got into the grihastha ashram. But I have quite a few brahmacharis from Bhubaneswar to Manipur. All the pujaris are 15 pujaris, all the brahmacharis, all the deity worship and all my brahmacharis. I have two schools in Manipur. Schools are about 400, about 900 students in two schools. But the schools are day schools. But then in Agartala, I have three schools.
Oh, I didn't
know. Yeah, one school has about 2,000 students.
Manipur?
In one school, yeah. That's kind of a premier school up the state. And one school is partly residential. So we teach the basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness at regular school. So altogether I have about 5,000 students. Two students are from one school is promoted to a semi-college this year in Manipur. Also one is already in Agartala. Two schools are. Because this is a demand from the government said that I was not very keen of doing it because it's hard to run the school. But now we are doing it this year. And then some of the schools, it's very nice, many of the schools graduate since this has been running for the last, I was like 15, 20 years. Many of them have graduated and some are medical and different paths. And they come to the festival. The temple, they say, Maharaj, you know, we are your product. They are very, very nice. So in this way, this, at least give them some of the basic training. But they, as this university gets going, so I'll be planning to have some serious study on, especially on the called the College of Brahmacharis. And we'll start with it first. And basically for training the young students, young devotees who come in the movement. And it it was one of the primary projects of this university temple. That's why it's called the university. And so please come and visit. Maybe you can do it.
I'd like to come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes go to Silchar. Is it to Silchar to this end?
Yeah, it's only about 15 minutes flight from Silchar.
Yeah, from
Gaunitai.
Yeah.
That's where the country we also did it in Gauti this time, with just 100 drummers. Two little bit in the sun.
I sometimes go to Kasa Silchar with some relatives.
Yes, sir. So what is your plan in here? You
yeah,
to plan a big temple?
Yeah, we have but this last Doitas started in long ago, 16 years ago, but there are so many things happen. Who is to run this?
See, I came here in, what is it, 1990, right?
90, at that time.
Anybody remembering that when I came here?
I attended that function here.
We had a program in that hall.
Hall that
city hall.
It's
the hall that one of our lady, our girl, martial artist got hurt.